Ladies and gentlemen, let me call this meeting to order. And until about 3 weeks ago, those words, call the meeting to order, never really resonated with me. And then I realized what that means is we have to be quiet and only one person speaks at a time. So that's what that means. All right. We have two resignations tonight, and we have two people present here to fill those positions. Richard Hyde informed me, and I think I passed it on to you, that he is traveling in Mexico and would have missed three meetings in a row and could not handle the position. And unless there are any objections, we will seat Adrienne LaViolette. Adrienne, would you please stand so people will have a chance to see who you are. Okay. Hearing no objections, will the secretary please note that Adrienne is now a member of the body and our...
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
Same made last time. We just need to call for objections to opening the seat and objections to seating it particularly. It takes a minute. It's an action. It just needs to be an action.
Yeah, the action is there anybody objection to the seating of Adrienne LaViolette?
I think that what we did last time is we accept the resignation of Mr. Wright and we accept the seating.
Yes.
All right. Is there, would someone like to make a motion to accept the resignation of Richard Hyde and the seating? Adriana, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion passes. All right. The other resignation is Di Conklin. She sent me an email today informing me of her family commitments and inability to handle the position. Her seat would be filled by our treasurer, who was also next in the election. Is there a motion to accept the resignation? Yes?
I move to accept the resignation of the Conklin and seat Nico Coromillas.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections? Seeing none, Nick, you are on the board. Please join us. Come on up. All right. We have item number three on the agenda is roll call. Staff recognition for a maximum of 5 minutes. Do we have any staff recognitions?
Point of order.
Good point.
May I just announce for the audio record the date and meeting and everything?
Yes, this is the July meeting of the KPFT Local Station Board, July 12th at the Montrose Center, 401 Brainerd, Houston, Texas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Now I have a roster that took it away. Oh, I'm sorry. My fault. Okay, taking roll. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Okay. Anissa Faruqi.
Here.
Okay. Richard Hyde is replaced by Adrienne LaViolette. Jerry Lynch. He notified me that he would not be here tonight, but he did not request an excused absence. Susie Moreno.
Present.
Susan Radwin.
Here.
Jaime Rodriguez has informed the body that he will be here later. Deborah Shafto informed us that she would be absent for 3 months. Yes, ma'am.
I think that I asked for the body to suspend the rules in this case for Deborah Shafto, because according to our rules, she had more than three absences. I hope that we can suspend the rule because she announced, you know, in advance that she will be out of the country.
Okay. Is there any objection to suspending the rule and allowing her to have an excused absence, which would give her a fourth absence for the year? No objection to suspending the rule. Anybody objecting to giving Deb Shafto an excused absence? No objection. So she has an excused absence. That's an A. Is that what that?
X.
Okay. Myself, I am trying to be here. Adriana Casanay, present. Di Conkling is replaced by Nick Economides. Elaine Duncan.
Here.
Alexandra Hunter. No notice, so presumably absent. Jim Kravka. Robert Mark.
Present.
P.K. McCary.
Here.
Casey Sinclair.
Here.
Benicia Williams requested an excused absence. Any objections? Okay, so that is a?
X. Excused.
Okay. All right. Then... Rhonda Garner. Okay, so that's an X for, no, A. Okay, Mike Lewis.
Here.
Cliff Smith.
Here.
Robert Gardner.
Here.
And Lars Headington.
Here.
All right. Ooh, Wally James.
Here.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. All right. And Obadike Kamau.
I think I'm here.
All right. And Joseph Davis as Secretary Pro Tem. Agenda approval. Do we have any?
Yes, sir. Rhonda called a few months ago with her rings turned. She said she was, as the water was, she was delayed because of the flooding over in west of Houston, and she expects to be in late, but if not, could we excuse her, please?
We'll address that at the, remind me at about 9:59, okay?
Okay.
All right. You would have to suspend the rule because it says you have to notify the body by 4 in the afternoon. Okay. Do we have any additions or changes to tonight's agenda?
I'd like to speak for a few minutes on an outreach program.
That'll be during public comment at 8 o'clock. Okay, I thought there was an addition to the agenda. There's a handout. Do you have an addition to this agenda?
Tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there an addition to the agenda?
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. I was someplace else making the notes that I needed to make. My apologies. I'd like to do a motion for a committee of the whole. Do I do the motion now?
A committee of the whole?
Well, committee of the LSD, a committee for the LSD. I thought it was called the committee of the whole.
Yeah. An investigative committee? Is
an investigative right? Committee for the LSD.
To do what?
To investigate.
I don't want the motion. I just want the general idea.
To investigate the actions of a board member.
Namely?
Well, do I need to read
yes.
the motion?
No, you just need to tell us who the board member is so people can vote whether they want to add this to the agenda or not.
The board member is Bill Crozier.
Okay. Is there any objection to adding the item, which does not mean that it will pass, it only means that it goes on the agenda?
I object.
Sir, second.
Okay. Is there a second to the motion to add this? Okay, Susan. Okay, it has been moved and second to add this item to the agenda. Would you like to speak to just why you want to add it to the agenda?
I want to add it to the agenda because I think it is time that we investigate some of the things that have been going back and forth between board members and why these things have been going back and forth between board members. An investigation is simply to answer the questions that are within this motion, and it's fair and just to be able to do so.
Okay, is there a speaker against the motion to add this item to the agenda?
Can I ask a question? Why were the questions not brought to everybody so we all know what you're talking about? Because you say they're fair, but how do we know that?
Here's the motion.
Because I brought the motion today based on what happened this week.
Elaine?
Thank you.
Is everyone, it's labeled motion to KPFT LSV. Okay, is there any other speakers to add? Okay, Jim.
Okay, since we've already got an investigation on 13E, and we have an investigation on, or there's two E's, so I guess one of them is supposed to be F. I say we just add them to that, and we move that business up early so we can get to discussing these members, and that way we can determine if they're going to continue to be members. So I suggest we move it up to...
Wait, we're only talking right now about whether you want to add it to the agenda or not. Not where we're moving it
okay.
to.
I'll hold on.
Okay. Robert, Mark, Will.
Yeah, I'm not clear what an investigation is. Is this an investigation pursuant to section on article 8, whatever it is, 22 of Robert's Rules of Order?
It's chapter 20 of Robert's Rules.
Is it some kind of sanction that's going on here? Or are we just trying to get information as a body?
It's information as a body.
I think to take action would be improper given the fact that it's being provided to us at this late date, but I'm not going to object to if we want to go into a, I would prefer a quasi-committee of the whole, but if we want to go into a quasi-committee of the whole to deal with questions to our interim executive director, I don't have a problem with that, but since I don't have a motion, I'm not quite sure what its parameters are.
I'm sorry, I thought the motion was passed out, so my apologies.
I don't know if you hand it.
We could use another agenda over here, too.
Can I respond to that?
There's the agendas, and there's the motion. Okay, is there another speaker in favor of the motion to add this item to the agenda?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Okay. Does he want me to respond?
I'm asking for another speaker, Susie Moreno.
I would like to listen to the
one
that was
the motion.
I think that's unfair to throw somebody.
Okay. Seeing no further hands up, we'll go to a vote. All those in favor, it takes a majority vote, all those in favor of adding this item to the agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no.
No.
The chair is unclear. All those in favor, please raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, the motion passes. It's added to the agenda. Are there any other additions or changes to tonight's agenda? Jim?
The motion, and I just stated them a minute ago.
Is your motion in writing?
Okay.
We'll come back to you and move on while you write that. The minutes of tonight's meeting ran even singles.
Chair?
Yes, sir.
What are we calling this motion? What position?
A motion. It's in the first four words, I think.
What position?
A new business.
A
And it'll be the last item of new business. It's a motion to form a committee to investigate Bill Crozier. All right. Okay. The agenda for, the minutes for tonight's meeting have been sent to the entire board. I have two copies of it. Here I can share it with you all, but it's 6 pages, and so to make that many copies when all of you have received it electronically. And let me remind you that minutes can be changed at any time, even after they have been filed. If anyone has any additions or corrections to the draft minutes of the June 14th meeting, please state what they are right now.
This is, I also sent out the April and May minutes, which have not been approved yet. They were sent out for approval.
Yeah. My recollection is that just as at every meeting, we did approve. Is there any objection to the approval of the filing for the record, the minutes of April or May? No objections? Bill?
Well, I emailed out a couple of days ago some objections to, I believe it was the last, the May, oh, excuse me, it was June. Which were the last minutes that were sent out? The 12-page ones?
June.
Oh, June. Okay, sorry. Those are the ones I objected.
April or May? Does anybody have any objections to those being put in the record?
Are you talking about board meetings?
Yes.
Okay.
Jim?
Okay.
Okay, I'll come back to you as soon as we finish this item. Okay. So seeing no objections to the April and May, they are now approved to be filed for the record.
Thank you.
Okay, Bill, what corrections do you have, if you can give us, based on the time in the each thing item has a time listed next to it?
There were quite a few. I emailed them a few days ago.
Well,
it basically is take out all the comments, because that shouldn't be in minutes.
They have been.
Well, not in the version I got.
They have been taken out.
Well, was there revised versions that emailed out?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see that. When was that? And who sent them?
Joseph.
Oh, Joseph, I'm sorry. I was looking at the one in Ted said.
Here, I'll tell you what. Here's another copy of them.
Okay.
If you see them, we'll come back. Otherwise, as I said, they will be filed.
Is I'll throw my objection then if that was all there.
Okay. If you see any omissions.
So this still has electronics in it.
Why don't you mark the comments that you want removed? Okay?
No, I get it.
I got it. Jim, would you please read your motion and then pass it up to the chair?
I move that we add the new business motion to 13E. And combined with the second 13E, and be moved up after the general manager's report, item 9, so we can get to this important these important issues.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Kids, you want to bring that up here so I can read it?
Which one is?
Huh?
I'm not going to be able to read it.
Well, then there's no point in putting it in writing if I can't read it. Right?
I just stated it, and then I'll rewrite it.
It has to go to the secretary. The secretary has to type it in the minutes. It would be helpful.
Yeah, I'll write it beautifully.
Thank you. Okay, is there any objection to this motion?
I have a question.
Is it point of information, request for information?
Obviously, point of information, because what I see, that 13E, talking about executive session, and I don't believe you don't listen to executive session.
No.
That's what I'm saying. You cannot combine one that is in opposition and one that is in
You can ask in a motion to do whatever you want.
Wait, you're out of order?
I'm answering your question.
Yeah, you can't do that. You're out of order. Okay.
Well,
Is there any other speaker in favor of the motion?
So what is the motion?
The motion is to combine both the investigations in one and to move this item up to the point in the agenda after the general manager's report. Please note Rhonda Garner has
so noted.
Arrived. Okay. Seeing no further discussion, we'll go. Susie.
So, how are we going to differentiate whether one's supposed to be in closed session or one open?
Okay, let's make sure that the we second 13E is F.
Thank you.
Okay. The basic impact of this motion, if I understand it, is number one, to have one investigative committee that handles both matters and to move this item up to after the general manager's report. Okay? So with that in mind, all those in favor of the motion to do those two things, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3. Those opposed? Okay, it fails. And what we're going to do is this will be added as item G under new business. That is the motion by P.K. McCary. We have a lot to cover to get to that point, folks, so put on your seatbelts. We're on our way. Do we have any consent items tonight?
The governance committee has two, although I believe a board member intends to object to one. One is the unanimous list of the board members, the members of the governance committee, to be approved. And the second is a report on CAB, LSB, CBB issues.
Okay, well, can we hear since they're consent items, that means they passed unanimously in committee?
They did.
Okay. I am at some disadvantage. I don't remember whether our standing rules or special rules say that if it passes in committee, it can go as a consent item, or can any single board member push it to the committee reports?
That is correct.
Okay. Did you object to both of those being?
I don't object to the committee membership.
Okay, well, would you please state the motion on committee membership?
I would like discussion and debate on
that. Okay. I'm not surprised. Can you hand this up? 10 seconds.
They're both about membership, so which?
Simply the approval of the membership, which is Joseph Davis, P.K. McCary, Nancy Sarbar-Nartomi, Ted Weiskel, Cliff Smith, Rhonda Gardner, Robert Gardner, and Adriana Castaneda are the members of the governance committee.
Okay, we have a motion. Let me see that.
Yeah. It's just
okay.
It's on there.
Okay.
What about Dwayne Lark?
Okay. So, is there any objection? Is there any objection to adding these individuals? Joseph Davis, P.K. McCary, Nancy Sarbar-Nartomi, myself, Ted Weiskel, Cliff Smith, Rhonda Garner, Robert Mark, Robert Gardner, and Adriana Casanave to the Governance Committee. Seeing no objections, the motion passes. Okay, let me back up. Agenda approval. Is there any other item on tonight's agenda that anybody takes issue with? Or can we, on Roman numeral 5, agenda approval, is there any other? Adriana.
Sir, I think that would be better if we leave the last two, because the motion from PK that the DG is open and the other is exempted.
You wish to make a motion to move something?
Can we flip it?
Just make the motion.
Okay, that's my motion, that we flip 13 and you business G from F.
Okay.
From F, like the last one, because it is executive.
Would you please put it in writing? Okay, this is to put the item that would go into executive session last, and the item regarding Bill Crozier that we just added agenda being be moved up and occur. Is there any is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, is there any a debate? Jim?
I'd just like to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Adriana, do we want to move up this important matter, or are we going to leave it way down by the German?
I would like the floor.
Okay, let's work on this, and then we'll...
Okay, at some point later in the meeting, we can change it by a majority vote if we see the time is getting away from us. Rhonda.
I have a friendly amendment. I think it would be beneficial for this group to go into executive session because it matters to, I think, the PMB. So having that information would probably be good. So could we do it after listener comment rather than pushing it to the end?
Do you wish to make a motion?
Yes, I do. Or an amendment to her motion if she can write hers. Or she can accept my friendly amendment.
There's no such thing as a friendly amendment. Do you have an amendment?
Sure there is. There's a friendly amendment.
You find it in the book and I'll be okay. Corrected.
Come on, let's move this.
Okay. Does the body wish to move this up under after the general manager's report?
Which one? The executive session?
Yeah.
I think that I have a little problem with that because we need to make everybody go out and then wait there right. And then come back. That doesn't make any sense for me.
Okay, there's an amendment.
Excuse me. Okay, can I respond to what she said?
Not allowed a second to your amendment.
Second.
Okay, please speak to your amendment.
Okay, so... Again, this is very important business that needs to be discussed. Moving it to the very end of the agenda is not a good idea. Information will come from that will be beneficial to the foundation in that we are being sued by one of our members. Okay? So, what I'm suggesting is, rather than moving it to the end and being considerate of our guests here and the members that want to speak, we will simply move it till after the listener comment. We have gone into executive session before, and if they choose to stay, they can.
Okay. Is there a speaker against the amendment? Adriana?
What I think, and this is just a... I don't have any problem with my lawsuit being talked in front of all the public in open session. I don't have any problem at all with that. We move two motions. That one, the one with Bill Crozier and mine, I don't have any problem. Make the public know what's going on.
Okay, yes. I want the public to know.
Yes, Jim.
I can fix this whole thing.
Nobody knows.
Since I'm the maker of motion...
Put it in writing, your amendment.
13... F, I withdraw the executive session portion of that.
Okay. Is there any objection to us staying in public session for item 13F?
And G. F and G.
Yes. Okay.
And what about the other
F
defendants?
And G. Both.
Huh?
What about the other defendants? Y'all okay?
My
concern is that there's a lot of other important stuff on the agenda.
You know what, folks? If we just let this go the way it is, we'll get to this. If we don't, we keep hassling over it, we'll never get there. I'm going to bring this to a vote. All those in favor of the amendment to move this item up after the general manager's report, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say no.
No.
No. Not clear. All those in favor of moving this up, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You can't vote yet. You're not 21 or 18 or whatever that is. Okay, 8. All those opposed, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so it fails. Okay, any other changes to tonight's agenda? Seeing none because my eyes are closed. We will move to Pacific and National Board and PNB committee reports. Note for the following, the chair is recommending a maximum of 4 minutes for each PNB member and 2 minutes for each committee member to report. Only those committees who have met shall be asked to report. These reports will be a total of 50 minutes long should each member take the maximum amount of time. So Elaine, will you please time these and notify each or myself when 4 minutes are up? First up, Bill Crozier.
Finance is considering to be really critical for the Pacific as a whole. With some little bit of good news, you know, you all know the Empire State Building Trust is suing Pacifica for over $2 million because of unpaid back rent on the tower for WBAI in New York. We have a settlement conference with the Empire State Building people in a couple of weeks. I plan to go to that, and also our CFO. No guarantees how that will turn out, but they asked for it, and that was apparently partly the result of some political organizing that we've been doing in New York, too. And we've got a lot of elected officials there who've been coming out supporting Pacifica, supporting WBAI, and basically asking that the tower lease will be released from the next 3 years of it, and that they be reasonable about all the late fees and interest that they've been charging. And I won't go into details. There's been a lot of emails, but if you have questions, let me know. The audit is moving along. There's a little trouble getting some information from WPFW, but actually a draft has already been prepared. It's missing some information because of that and other things. But this is for the fiscal year 2015, and we're really late on the audits. It's just about a year and a half late. So that's moving ahead. As soon as we start to finish that, we'll be going on to FY16, that audit. There's also pension fund audits and 990s that need to be updated. So the national office has been very busy. We still have a big problem with debt overall in Pacifica because of neglect over the last several years. We've been, you know, we have about $8 million in debt as a whole, Pacifica does. And part of that's the Empire State Building. Part of that's the what we're supposed to owe to Democracy Now. We have unfunded pension fund liabilities. We have other debts that have been basically kind of neglected for a number of years. So we're trying to catch up on that, but that's going to take a while. I don't really have more time for questions and answers if anybody has them.
I'm not permitting that unless there's a motion that you have before the body. Okay. Are you done?
I'll just say that I hope you all looked at the last income statement that I sent out. It was for covers through May, and it shows it doesn't show cash flow, but it shows, you know, most of the stations are having some trouble struggling financially, including KPFT and actually the Subduria Archives and the affiliates are simply doing better than almost the regular stations. And it varies, of course, from month to month, depending on the fund drive. KPFK had a very successful fund drive in May. They had a $707,000 drive. WPFW finished one last month. They got about $350,000, also way over their goal. And WBI is doing sort of okay. KPFA has been doing pretty well. The last drive was a little bit under the goal, but they've been doing really well overall. You know what, KPFT, so I won't mention that, but it was less than half their goal. So we just got to work together to get the finances under control here and for all of Pacifica. And it's really about survival, folks. It's really serious. So we have to make sure we do what we can do to get the revenue up and our expenses down and get more listenership. And I hope all of you can help. I really need all the board members here and every board should be helping with fundraising in one more form or another. Either donate yourself, get your friends to donate, help answer funds during fund drive, organize fundraisers, all that kind of stuff. We really need assistance from everybody. Thank you.
Okay. Next is Adriana, and I'm giving Bill, he's done, but I want a national board report. This is what's been transpiring at the national board.
Well, everybody knows that I'm a member of the minority of the PNB, and I mean, I have really little information. some people said I'm not board members. Director has more information than me. I need to rely. Sometimes people in the majority send me mails because they know that I don't receive that. We don't know what's going on. We are not being allowed, like always we were, to be part of any committee. Obviously, they have the majority. They block our participation in committees. But the foundation, since ever, and Bill is the perfect example of that, always allow the directors to be part of the meeting, at least can be on the meeting, can listen to the executive, and is part of the California, you know, corporation code and our bylaws. You cannot have directors that don't know what's going on. Those paths are totally closed for us. We are being permanently threatened. If we talk, we try to defend our rights to make a point of order or something like that, like we did last year, and all of you witnessed that I was saying that that happened last year. We never took any action against the members that we are exercising their rights. We are permanently with that threat in our head. If we speak immediately, somebody said, sanction this member, mute that member forever. I mean, not forever, for the whole meeting. You know, that is illegal, it's happening. It's little that I can tell you. The few things that I can tell you are really, really worrisome. Like I said, it's transparency should be. I ran it since 2011, I think, and my motive of 12 was transparency. We don't have transparency. We don't have it even at the level of directors. That is what I feel. I need to wrestle every information, and you see, it's a character assessment. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't need to go there, but basically, we know that every rule is being broken. We have an audit that nobody selected. I mean, the deals are being made out of the PMB. Group and the majority have their meetings, the conversation, and they go and, you know, gather down the fastest that they can. They have the numbers, and that's it. We are not even allowed to discuss motions. We are not allowed to have our lawyers, the lawyers that represent the foundation, to talk to us or send us information. And I can prove all of that, obviously. I'm not just saying, right? And I think that this is, we should care. We should worry. You know, when a small group is doing that, doesn't matter if they are the majority. You know that in every board, sometimes you have majority, minority. You need to respect the minority, because if you don't do it when you are in the minority, those things happen. I think that we have troubles all over the foundation, but the main problem is the lack of transparency. You don't know what's going on, and me, the director, I don't know what's going on. And I'm being asked to make decisions. I'm responsible for this foundation, and I cannot make decisions with information that is not given to me. Okay. If you want to ask me a question, you ask me.
Robert Mark.
I would just like to say that with respect to what you just heard, there are two sides to that story. Being able to communicate with all members of the board of directors does not mean that you get the floor anytime you demand it, that you continue to speak out when the chair has called for order. I'm only aware of one time when the member was actually muted for the rest of the meeting, and that was after a vote for sanction because the member kept disrupting the meeting over and over and over again. So there are two sides to that story. I think that the clearest way to find out what the truth is to listen to the tapes of the meeting. I would start with the January meeting of the initial meeting of this PMB and listen to what happened at that meeting. The member refused to allow us to have a vote on electing a chair pro tem so that she could maintain the chair as long as she possibly could, grasping on the power. It's just
one of information.
Do I have the floor or not?
Are we getting a PMB report? Are we doing item 13?
Yes, what's going on in the P&D? Again, I implore you, listen to the tapes of these meetings. I would tell you that Mr. Crozier, as far as I can tell, is the most effective executive director that Pacifica has had since I've been associated with it, in that he's actually trying to get stuff done. And in the past, I have not seen anything but ideological clashes, faction clashes. Bill is addressing the fiscal problems. He's taking them on head on. I will reserve, I guess, if you all, I'm the chair of the audit committee, but obviously the way this is set up, the LSB elected members are the ones that give a report. But like Bill said, this auditor has almost got our audit complete, subject to the last of the data uploads.
You're done? Yes. Rhonda?
Okay, since I'm a P&D member and Adriana is a P&D member and she spoke to what she considers to be injustice, I'm going to go ahead and speak to that, Joan. Okay? So, everyone needs to know that Adriana had the pleasure of being on the board majority last year, and I believe the year before that, and maybe even the year before that. I, as a 2017 PNB board member, have an imperative, and we're all in this together, $8 million in debt, pensions that have not been paid, lawsuits out the bazoo, including from our own members, and Adriana, in these meetings, along with Benito Diaz, National Board Member, and Serene Roberts, National Board Member, and others, but specifically these people that have been named, we have 100 points of order in a meeting. We don't get anywhere. Anybody here know how many points of order Adriana had last time? Adriana also voted to exclude and ran the charge for all of last year that excluded WBAI from having representation on the board, with the exception of Serene Roberts. Nancy Sabara, you can shake your head. I have spoken truth, and here's where the truth lies. People who really care and that are listening, go to kpftx.org. Listen to the archives of the Pacifica National Board general meetings. With regards to Adriana saying that she doesn't have a place in some of the committees that she would like to have, that is correct. But that's because of how the bylaws were written. Those bylaws we've been operating under for over 12 years. So on some of the committees, anybody can listen, yes, to the general meetings. They're aired on KPFTX for people to hear.
Mr. Chair, can you call a member to order that keeps interrupting the speaker?
Can we save this for 13?
Okay, I think I've said enough, but please do go to kpftx.org and listen to the meetings. And we have, there is a, we're, they're trying, okay, thanks.
Okay, we'll move to the PNB Audit Committee. Elaine Duncan, P.K. McCary, 2 minutes each.
We did meet on Monday, and we had an open session concerning the new auditors for the pension fund. Sorry, I just went brain dead there for a second. The pension fund, so that we can get that audited. And then we went to, oh, I can't tell you. Then we went to a closed session. So that was about it. Did we do, I don't have anything else. PK, do you have anything?
The auditor seems to have a handle on the process for getting it done. Is expecting some more information, seems to respond quickly. My only issue has been that our last meeting, we didn't have a meeting, but members of the committee have had conversations with it. And I asked and was granted assurances that this would no longer happen in the future. that the committee, the whole of the committee, would not be left out, or the rest of the committee not left out. I asked, William asked as well, I think Benito, but it was agreed that the committee will be in the know of things that go on as it relates to this audit.
Mm-hmm. Is there a written report from the audit committee that can be a part of our minutes?
We should,
Elaine, we can talk and do it quickly.
That, well, or and we can get the minutes that
Audit
sends out. Yeah, the official ones, I can send that to you.
Thank you very much.
I don't think they're done yet, so
no,
we can put it to the next meeting. We'll take those minutes.
Yeah.
Didn't respond.
Okay, thank you. All right. Committee of Inclusion, PK, Adriana, and Susie, do you have a report?
We didn't meet. We are working on something, but we didn't meet.
BNB Development Committee, Jaime Rodriguez, Greg Ardell, they are not here. Elections Committee, Bob Gartner, Dee Conklin is obviously no longer a member of that committee. Bob, do you have a report of the Elections Committee?
Well, I wish our PNB members would somehow arrange to have a meeting convened.
Okay. Please make a note of that, Mr. Secretary, that they have not had a convened meeting.
PNB
Elections.
PNB Elections.
Okay. I would suggest you take that up with any of our directors. PNB Governance Committee, Elaine and PK, has there been a meeting of the Governance Committee?
No, it won't be until next week.
Okay, thank you. PNB Programming Committee, Anissa and Mike Lewis, has that committee met?
We met last month and we discussed underwriting the pros and cons on what to do to raise money for the station.
Was anything resolved?
They pushed off to the next month. They're still debating on underwriting. The pros and cons of it.
Will you please get us a report from that committee?
I sure will.
Thank you. Anissa, do you want to report on that to add anything?
We have not met as far as my actual news.
We met last month.
Was she present? Was she present at that meeting?
No, she wasn't present.
Okay. All right. Hopefully you guys will start communicating with each other. Affiliates Task Force, Nancy Saibara Narotomi and Teresa Allen, has that task force met?
No.
Okay. Archives Task Force, again, Nancy Saibara Narotomi and Anissa Faruqi.
Mr. Chair, may I say something
now? Okay, briefly.
I would like to say something regarding the affiliates. We have over 180 affiliates, and as Bill Crozier said, they're doing quite remarkably well, considering. These are all sorts of stations. They are college stations. They are the Immokalee workers down in Florida. They are a little station that's like one room in an indie media building in Urbana, Illinois. They're WMNF in Tampa, KGNU in Boulder, who bought an AM station in Denver. So they're all shapes and sizes. And several years ago, Ursula Rudenberg, our affiliate director, did all the research to start an ethical underwriting program because these stations requested it, where we would provide assistance to them in finding people that could do underwriting on their stations. Let's say someone like up in Minnesota that has an organic honey business wants to promote like, what's the name, the woman that ran for president with the Green Party?
No,
up in Minnesota, the Native American. Anyway, a couple years
back.
Winona LaDuke had, you know, her, on her tribe, they produce products that they sell. And, for example, the affiliates could approach all of certain stations that they wanted and do underwriting. For this small business, and the PNB turned it down. I think it needs to be brought back to the PNB. It does not affect
Pacifica stations. It affects the affiliates. It is a service to them that those stations need and want, because this would be a source of revenue from them, and it can be decisions can be made that the businesses that are used or the nonprofits that do underwriting on those stations can be selected that they're ethnically run.
So Teresa,
this is just something that would be worthwhile, and I hope it's brought to the PNB for a vote.
Would you please bring a motion through one of the members to this body either tonight, if you can get it added to the agenda, or next month? But please put a motion in writing. Archives Task Force, Nancy Saibara, Anissa Faruqi, do you have anything to report? Have you met?
We haven't met all year.
Okay, well,
terrible.
I would encourage you to talk with the directors to find out what can be done to get these committees up and running. Obadike, General Manager's report.
You just stepped down.
Standing committee reports, recommended amount of time, and we'll come back to Obadike when he returns.
We are 2 minutes and 20 seconds from public comment anyway.
Okay, let me just read this. Your standing committee reports, recommended amount of time, 3 minutes per report. Only those committees who have met shall report. All committees are chaired by conveners. Committees except those underlined should recommend chairs for approval by the LSB. These meetings should be announced on the air. Reminder, Jaime Rodriguez to produce PSA, Susie Marino to put flyers in programmer boxes for the program council elections. Susie, were you able to put those notices in the programmer's boxes?
No.
Okay. The Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee did not meet. Nick, I've got about 3 or 4 minutes. Why don't you begin your report? Budget and Financial Oversight Committee report.
I was unable to attend the last meeting. I don't know if anybody was in attendance meeting wants to talk about what was discussed.
Bill, go ahead.
The main thing I was interested in, I left before it was over, but was that I asked for recommendations on how to get our finances under control, get the expenses down and the revenue up. And so we did some discussion on that. There really weren't too many specifics offered, but there were a few. Another discussion. Maybe later on, I think it was there too. But
as was I, as chair of that meeting. PK, do you wish to speak to that meeting?
Well, there have been some concerns raised about hiring and funds being spent when we're told that we have some problems, enormous amounts of funds being spent for individuals or one specific individual without a plan, or it seems a report on what he's done and what the reason is for having that amount of money, nor the transparency on how someone came to that particular, agreement to hire somebody for a position of that amount of money, and what they do, and who else knew about it. So those are the kinds of things in the Finance Committee. The value of money spent is, I think, one of our biggest concerns as LSB members. What is our fiduciary responsibility to make sure that we spend money on things that are at least have the ROI of making more money immediately? And it seems like $8,300 a month is a lot of money for one individual, for a nonprofit that is struggling.
Actually, the motion out of the committee meeting, and it was unanimous, was that there needs to be financial transparency. We'll bring this up under, I guess, new business. And putting in the transparency is a request that KPFT employees and their salaries become transparent. That was the report. Obadike.
Can I make one correction on what you said? Several people have mentioned this $8,300. I don't know where that number came out. Totally out of the air. It has no basis in reality. So whoever told you that, no.
Yes.
Well, I didn't mean this. Maybe this. I didn't mean to say it. It's far from correct. So I don't think I ever said. I don't think everybody told anybody else about it. I don't talk about salaries in a public meeting. So.
Yeah, but you don't mean to say it either.
Mr. Chair?
Well, I don't think I said it.
Yeah. Well, it's 8 o'clock, folks.
Mr. Chair, may I make a commentary, please?
After we go to public comment, it's 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Time certain. I have the names of...